Although nobody refers to it as Maple View anymore, that was the original name of the neighborhood our family has lived in for the last 16 years. Originally platted at the turn of the last century, nearly every one of the old homes is shaded by a great maple. And in the leafiest part of the summer, the trees stretch together to form a green canopy over the streets. This time of year, however, it's easy to forget about those bare-branched giants. One February, a year or two ago, we had some freezing fog that resulted in a 2-hour school delay. While on my way to drop off my children, the maples were the furthest thing from my mind. I was annoyed that my workday had also been delayed. I had emails to send, phone calls to make, deadlines to meet. The thoughts bouncing around the head of my oldest son, Henry, however, were much different than mine. He took notice of those old maples and how the fog had frozen right on their branches, and the way the light was filtering through that fog, making them not sparkle really, but glow. From the back seat, I heard him quietly say to himself, even more than to his little brother or to me, "Boy, the world sure is a masterpiece." My emails, phone calls, and deadlines didn't seem so important anymore. And at least for a few seconds, my world consisted only of mighty maples and little boys, and I marveled in the miracle of both. The miracle of the maple isn't limited to just the way they look as winter gives away to spring. Just as miraculous is what's going on inside. With timing more precise than a Swiss watch, the maple tree knows when it's time for the sap to run, ready to provide the nourishment needed for the pending buds. Native Americans were the first to discover that this sap could be taken from the trees, boiled down, to create syrup and sugar. The maple belt stretches from the Midwest through New England and parts of Canada. It's the only place in the entire world where maple syrup can be produced. And this time of year marks the beginning of the syrup season, when families and friends prepare together and celebrate the transformation from sap to syrup. Now, sap, which is as clear as water, is gathered from the trees and boiled down to that amber elixir with which we're all familiar. And it takes 40 gallons of sap to make just 1 gallon of syrup. Vermont, which leads the U.S. in maple syrup production, is home to several maple festivals where visitors can participate in the syrup-making process and, of course, eat lots and lots of pancakes. But the National Maple Syrup Festival is held right here in Indiana, on the western edge of that maple belt. Medora, Indiana, population 600 and some change, is home to the National Maple Syrup Festival, and it's held the first 2 weekends of March every year. Now, there are tons of festival events, and syrup is featured in lots of things other than pancakes, although there are plenty of those. Maple barbecue chicken and pork chops are also on the menu, as is something for those who prefer a little lighter option. Salad, tossed in a sweet and savory maple balsamic vinaigrette. Now, the festival organizers have been kind enough to provide you with that recipe. And you can find it on the WBAA website, as well as a link to more information about that festival. So, even if you can't make it to Medora, I hope you'll take notice of the miracles quietly taking place around you. Some masterpieces hang in museums. Crowds of people come to see them. Others are all around us, mostly unnoticed, except perhaps by little boys in back seats on their way to school.